Good Thursday morning. Today we are in Matthew 21 again, verses 23 through 46. And in this passage of scripture, the religious leaders question Jesus' authority. And Jesus tells two stories or parables that teach who will enter the kingdom of God. So let's go ahead and start as we are in Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 23, the question about Jesus' authority. Jesus came back to the temple, and as he taught, the chief priests and the elders came to him and asked, "What right do you have to do these things? Who gave you such right?" And Jesus answered them, "I will ask you just one question, and if you give me an answer, I will tell you what right I have to do these things. Where did John's right to baptize come from? Was it from God or from human beings?" They started to argue among themselves, "What shall we say? If we answer from God, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe John?' But if we say from human beings, we are afraid of what the people might do, because they are all convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you then by what right I do these things. Now, what do you think? There once was a man who had two sons, and he went to the older one and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' 'Well, I don't want to,' he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son, and he said the same thing. 'Yes, sir,' he answered, but he did not go. Which one of these two did what his father wanted?" "Well, the older one," they answered. So Jesus said to them, "I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John the Baptist came to you showing the right path to take, and you would not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. Even when you saw this, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Listen to another parable Jesus said. "There once was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a hole for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to tenants, and he left home on a trip. When the time came to gather the grapes, he sent his slaves to the tenants to receive his share of the harvest. The tenants grabbed his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, the man sent other slaves, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent his son to them. 'Surely they will respect my son,' he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the owner's son. Come on, let's kill him, and we'll get his property.' So they grabbed him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, 'What will he do to those tenants?' Jesus asked. 'Well, he will certainly kill those evil men,' they answered, 'and rent the vineyard out to other tenants who will give him his share of the harvest at the right time.' Jesus said to them, 'Haven't you ever heard what the scripture says, that the stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all? This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is. And so I tell you,' added Jesus, 'the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people who will produce the proper fruits.' The chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parable and knew that he was talking about them, so they tried to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowds who considered Jesus to be a prophet." Today's key verse is Matthew 21:42, where Jesus said, "The stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all." You know, Jesus said that the kingdom of God will be given to a people who will produce proper fruits. How do you interpret that? Are we the ones that have been selected to produce the proper fruits? If so, what fruits are we producing? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to follow your ways and to produce the proper fruits that will usher in your kingdom. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end again this Thursday. And I just pray that you keep your eyes open for your miracle, because it's got to be just around the corner. God bless.